Earplay is produced by National Public Radio and WHA under grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. Earplay presents Great Days, three dialogues by Donald Barthelme. Donald Barthelme is a novelist and short story writer whose highly innovative work has established him as one of a handful of American writers who are working to extend the limits of the art of fiction. Jack Kroll has called Barthelme a splendid writer who knows how to turn spiritual dilemmas into logic and how to turn that logic into comedy. And Anatole Breillard says that here at last is a worthy successor to Kafka. Where Kafka erected a castle to house his anxieties, Barthelme has opened a boutique. Barthelme is a regular contributor to The New Yorker, and his stories have been published in six collections, including Come Back, Dr. Caligari, Unspeakable Practices, Unnatural Acts, Guilty Pleasures, and Great Days. He won the National Book Award for his children's book, The Slightly Irregular Fire Engine with a Hithering Thithering Gin. And he has published two novels, Snow White and The Dead Father. Now, The Leap, a dialogue by Donald Barthelme.
Today we make the leap to faith. Today.
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 We're really going to do it. At last.
Spent too much time fooling around. Today we do it.
I don't know. Maybe we're not ready.
I am cheered by the wine of possibility and the growing popularity of light. Today's the day.
You're serious.
Intensely. First, we examine our consciences.
I am a double-minded man. I've always been a double-minded man.
Each examining his own conscience, rooting out, naming, remembering, and re-experiencing every last little kank and wrinkle, root and branch.
Smiting each conscience, hip and thigh.
Thigh and hip. Smite! Smite!
God is good, and we are but poor wretches who...
Wait.
Poor, slovening wretches who, but for the grace of God,
Wait. This will be painful, you know. A bit.
Oh, my God.
What?
I just had a thought.
A prick of conscience.
Yeah, yes. Item 34.
What's item 34?
An unkindness. One of a series. Series long as your arm.
You list them separately.
Yes.
You don't just throw them all together into a great big trash bag, labels.
No. I sweat each one. Seriatim.
Yeah, I said it would be painful.
Might we postpone it?
Meditate instead on his works. Their magnificence.
No, not that we could in 100 million years exhaust all of us.
It's a sort of if a bird took one grain of sand and flew all his life, and then another bird took another grain of sand and flew all his life situation.
I'll contemplate only the animals. Restrict the field. Of course, we got over 1 million species so far. New ones being identified every day. Insects, mostly.
I like plants better than animals.
Well, animals give you a lot of warmth. A dog would be an example.
I like people better than plants. Plants better than animals, paintings better than animals, and music better than animals.
Praising the animals, then, would not be your first impulse?
I respect the animals. I admire the animals, but could we contemplate something else?
Take a glass of water, for example. A glass of water is a miraculous thing.
The blue of the sky, against which we find the shocking green of the leaves of the trees.
The trees? I think that I shall never see slash... a poem lovely as a tree.
A tree whose hungry mouth is pressed, slash, against the earth's sweet, flowing breast.
Why mouth?
Why breast?
The working of the creative mind.
An unfathomable mystery.
Never to be fathomed.
I wouldn't even want to fathom it. If one fathomed it, who can say what frightful things might thereupon be fathomed?
Well, fathoming such is beyond the powers of poor ravening noodles like ourselves, who, but for the grace
of... And another thing, the human voice.
My God, you're right, the human voice.
Bessie Smith.
Alice Babs.
Joan Armatrading.
Aretha Franklin.
Each voice testifying to the greater honor and glory of God, each in its own way.
Damn straight.
Sweet Emma Barrett, the bell gal.
Gotcha.
Das Lied von der Erde.
I couldn't agree more.
Then there are the bad things. Cancer.
An unfathomable mystery at this point, but one which must inevitably succumb to the inexorable forward march of scientific progress.
Economic inequality.
In my view, this will be ameliorated in the near future by the pressure of population growth. Pressure of population growth being such that economic inequality simply cannot endure.
What about ZPG?
An ideal rather than a social slash political reality.
So, God's creatures, in your opinion, multiplying and multiplying and multiplying as per instruction...
will propagate fiercely until the sum total of what's been propagated yields a pressure so intense that every feature, great or small, of every life, great or small, is instantly scrutinized, weighed, judged, decided upon, and disposed of by the sum total of one's peers in doubtless electronic, ongoing, all-seeing, everlasting Congress assembled. Thus, if one guy has a little advantage, a little edge, it's instantly taken away from him. And similarly, if another guy has a little lack, some little lack, this little lack is instantly supplied by the arbiters. Things cannot be otherwise. Because there's not going to be any room to bloody move, man. Yeah, I mean, do you follow me? There's not going to be any room to bloody sneeze without you sneezing on somebody.
This is the divine plan.
Ugh. Who can know the subtle workings of his mind? But it seems to be the way events are.
That's another thing. The human mind.
Good God, yes. The human mind.
The human mind, which is, in my judgment, the finest of our human achievements.
Much the finest. I can think of nothing remotely comparable.
Is a flower, however beautiful and interesting, comparable to the human mind? I think not.
Matter of higher and lower levels of complexity.
I concur. This is not to knock the flower.
Well, this is not to say that the beautiful, interesting flower is not, in its own terms, entirely fantastic.
The toast of the earth. Did I ever tell you about that time when I was in Korea and Cardinal Spellman came to see us at Christmas and his plane was preceded by another plane broadcasting sacred music over the terrain, spraying the terrain, as it were, with sacred music.
So that those on earth could hear and be edified.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem.
Yes, the human mind deserves the greatest respect. Not so good, of course, as the divine mind, but not bad.
Leibniz, William of Ockham, Maimonides, the Vienna Circle... the Frankfurt School, Manichaeus, Peirce, occasionalism. A pretty array. I believe occasionalism has been discredited, but let it stand. It was a nice try, and philosophy, as my dear teacher taught me so long, long ago, is not to be regarded as a graveyard of dead systems.
The question of suicide, self-slaughter. Maybe we ought to think about it.
What's to think about?
Look at this.
What is it?
The bill.
But what is it, the bill?
A try.
Whose?
An acquaintance.
Good God.
Yes.
Ought2/24 electrocardiogram. Ought2/35 bucks.
Ought2/24 cardiopulmonary. Ought2/40 bucks.
Ought2/24 inhalation therapy. 1/4 ought 160 bucks.
Ought2/24 room. 4915. A neat 180.
This goes on for miles.
What's the total?
Shade under 2,000. $1,902.90.
Yeah, you'd think they'd give you the 90 cents.
You'd think they would.
Damn.
And the acquaintance?
She's well.
This being an example of the leap away from faith.
Exactly. You can jump either way.
Shall we examine our consciences now?
Oh, you are mad with hurry.
We are but poor lapsarian futiles whose preen glands are all out of whack. And who, but for the grace of God's goodness...
Do you think he wants us to grovel quite so much?
I don't think he gives a rap, but it's traditional.
We hang by a slender thread.
The fire boils below us.
The pit crawling with roaches and other things.
Tortures unimaginable, but the worst... the torture of knowing it could have been otherwise had we shaped up.
Purity of heart is to will one thing.
No. Here I differ with Kierkegaard. Purity of heart is rather to will several things and not know which is the better, truer thing, and to worry about this forever.
A continuing itch of the mind.
Sometimes assuageable by timely masturbation.
I forgot. Love.
Oh, my God, yes. Love. Both human and divine.
Love, the highest form of human endeavor.
Oh, coming or going, the absolute zenith.
Is it permitted to differ with Kierkegaard?
Not only permitted, but necessary, if you love him.
Love, which is a kind of permission to come closer than ordinary norms of good behavior might usually sanction.
Back rubs.
Which enables us to see each other without clothes on, for example, in lust and shame.
Examining perfections.
imperfections.
Which allows us to say wounding things to each other, which would not be kosher under the ordinary rules of civilized discourse.
Walking my baby back home.
Love, which allows us to live together, male and female, in small, grubby apartments that would only hold one sane person normally.
Misting the plants together, the handsome, talented plants.
He who hath not love is a sad cookie.
This is the way. Walk ye in it. Isaiah 30:21.
Can't make it, man.
What?
I can't make it.
The leap.
Can't make it. I am a double-minded man.
Well.
An incorrigibly double-minded man.
What, then?
Keep on trying.
Yes, we must.
Try again another day?
Yes, another day, when the plaid cactus is watered. When the hare's foot fern is watered.
Seeds tingling in the barrens and velts.
Garden peas, yellow or green, wrinkling or rounding.
Another day when locust wings are baled for shipment to Singapore, where folks like their little hit of locust wing tea.
A jug of wine, then another jug.
The brie with pepper meeting the toasty loaf.
Another day when some 84-year-old guy complains that his wife no longer gives him presents.
Small boys bumping into small girls purposefully.
Cute little babies cracking people up.
Another day when somebody finds a new bone that proves we're even ancienter than we thought we were.
Grave diggers working in the cool early morning.
A walk in the park.
Another day when the singing sunlight turns you every way but loose.
When you accidentally notice the sublime.
Somersaults and duels.
Another day when you see a woman with really red hair. I mean, really red hair.
A wedding day.
A plain day.
So we'll try again. Okay?
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
The Leap by Donald Barthelmay, featuring Ed Herman and James Naughton. Now, Great Days.
When I was a little girl, I made mud pies, dangled string down crayfish holes, hoping the idiot crayfish would catch hold and allow themselves to be hauled into the light. Snarled and cried, ate ice cream and sang How High the Moon, popped the wings off crickets and floated stray scrabble pieces in ditch water. All perfect and ordinary and perfect.
Featherings of ease and of bliss.
I was preparing myself, getting ready for the great day.
Icy day with salt on all the sidewalks.
Sketching attitudes and forming pretty speeches.
Pitching pennies at a line scraped in the dust.
Doing and redoing my lustrous, abundant hair. Tied flares to my extremities and wound candy canes into my lustrous, abundant hair. Getting ready for the great day.
For I do not deny that I'm a little out of temper.
Glitches in the system as yet unapprehended.
Oh, that clown band. Oh, it's sweet. Strange.
Most excellent and dear friend. Who the silly season's named for.
My demands were not met. One, two, three, four.
I admire your dash and address, But regret your fear and prudence.
Always worth making the effort, always.
Yes, that's something we do, our damnedest. They can't take that away from us.
And the Secretary of State cares, and the Secretary of Commerce.
Yes, they're clued in. We are not unprotected, soldiers and policemen. Paying lots of attention. A clear vision of what can and can't be done.
Progress extending far into the future. Dams and aqueducts. The amazing strength of the powerful.
Organizing our deepest wishes as a mother foresightedly visits a store that will be closed tomorrow.
Friendship's the best thing.
One of the best things. One of the very best.
I performed in a hall, alone under the burning lights.
The hall ganged with admiring faces, except for a few.
Julia was there. Rotten Julia.
You really like her, don't you?
Well, I mean, who doesn't like violet eyes?
Got to make the effort. Scratch where it itches. Plans, schemes, directives, guidelines.
Well, I mean, who doesn't like frisky knees?
Yes. She's lost her glow. Gone. Utterly.
The strains of the city, working upon an essentially non-urban sensibility.
But I love the city and will not hear it traduced.
Well, me too. But after all. But still.
I think Julia's getting it on with ballet.
Yeah, I heard about that. He's got a big mouth.
But handsome hip bones. Got to give him that.
I remember. I can feel them still pressing into me as they once did on hot afternoons and cool nights and feverish first thing in the mornings.
Yes, ballet's a regal memory for everyone.
My best ghost, the one I think about in bitter times and good.
Trying to get my colors together. Trying to play one off against another. Trying for cancellation.
I respect your various phases, your sweet even discourse.
I spent some time away and found everyone there affable, gentle and good.
Non-culminating kind of ultimately affectless activity.
But you mime so gracefully in auditoria large and small.
And yet with my really wizard good humor and cheerful, thoughtless mien, I have caused a lot of trouble.
I suppose that's true. Strictly speaking.
Bounding into the woods on all fours, barking like a mother, biting whatever moves in front of me.
Do you also save strength?
On my free evenings and paid holidays, making the most of the time I have here on this earth, knotting, sewing, weaving, welding.
Naming babies. Lou, Louis, Louisa.
And his toes. Oh, wonderful toes. That man has got toes.
Decorated with rings and rubber bands.
There's a partiality for white. White gowns, shifts, aprons, flowers, sauces.
He was a salty dog, all right. Salty dog.
I was out shooting with him once. Pheasant. He got one with his fancy shotgun. The bird bursting like an exploding pillow.
I have to stand there and watch them, their keen eyes scanning the whatever, and then say, good shot.
Oh, I could have done better. Better, I was lax.
Or worse, don't fret about it. Could have put your cute little butt in worse places, enthralled to dismaler personalities.
Oh, I was making an effort, what I do best.
You are excellent at it. Really, first rate.
Never fail to knock myself out, put pictures on the walls and pads under the rugs.
I really admire you. I really do. To the team.
Oh, bust your ass, it's the only way.
As we learn from studying the careers of all the great figures of the past. Heraclitus. And Lancelot du Lac.
Polish the doorknobs with brasso and bring in the sea bass in its nest of seaweed.
And not only that. And not only that.
Tickling them when they want to be tickled. Abstaining when they do not.
Large and admirable men. Not neglecting the small and ignoble. Dealing even-handedly with every situation on a case-by-case basis.
Yeah.
Knew a guy wore his stomach on his sleeve. I dealt with the problem using astrology in its medical aspects. His stomach this, his stomach that. God almighty, but it was tiresome in the extreme. I dealt with it by using astrology in its medical aspects.
To each his own. Handmade bread and individual attention.
You've got to have something beside yourself. A cat, too often.
I could have done better, but I was dumb. When you're young, you're sometimes dumb.
Yeah. I remember.
Well, let's have a drink.
Well, I don't mind if I do.
I have Goldwasser, Bombay Gin, and Old Jeb.
Well, I wouldn't mind a scotch myself.
I have that too.
Growing older, And with age, less beautiful.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Losing your glow.
Just gonna sit in the wrinkling house and wrinkle. Get older and worse.
Once you lose your glow, you'll never get it back.
Sometimes by virtue of the sun on a summer's day.
Wrinkling you so that you look like a roast turkey.
As in the case with the Oni of Ife. Saw him on television.
Let me show you this picture.
Oh, yes, that's very lovely. What is it?
It's Vulcan and Maya.
Oh, yes. He's got his hooks into her. Oh, she's struggling to get away.
Vigorously? Vigorously, yes.
Who's the artist?
Sprenger.
Never heard of him.
Well.
Yes, you may hang it anywhere you like. On that wall or that wall or that wall.
Thank you.
Probably I can get ahead by working hard. Paying attention to detail.
I thought that. Once I thought that.
Reading a lot of books and having good ideas.
Well, that's not bad. I mean, it's a means.
Do something wonderful. I don't know what.
Like a bass player plucking the great thick strings of his instrument with powerful plucks.
Blood vessels bursting in my face just under the skin all the while.
Hurt by malicious criticisms, all very well grounded.
Washing and rewashing my lustrous, abundant hair.
For leather heart, I turn my back, my lustrous, abundant back.
That cracks them up, does it?
At least they know I'm in town.
Ease myself into bed of an evening, brain jumping with hostel fluid.
It's greens in a pot.
It's confetti in the swimming pool.
It's you joints in the Vichyssoise.
Staggers under the moon.
He told me terrible things in the evening of that day as we sat side by side waiting for the rain to wash the watercolors from his watercolor paper. Waiting for the rain to wash the paper clean, quite clean.
Took me by the hand and led me through all the rooms. Many rooms.
I know all about it.
The kitchen is especially splendid.
Quite so.
A dozen Filipinos with trays.
Close to that figure.
Trays with edibles, wearables, readables, collectibles.
Why, you're a fool, a damned fool.
Goodbye, madam. Dip, if you will, your hands in the holy water font as you leave. And attend as well to the poor box just to the right of the door.
Figs and kiss-me-nots. I would meet you upon this honestly.
I went far beyond the time normally allotted for a speaker. Far.
In Mexico City, wearing the black jacket with the silver conchos and trousers of fire pink.
Visited a health club there. My rear looked like two pocketbooks. They worked on it.
Oh, you were making an effort.
Run in the mornings, too. Take green tea at noon. Study household management, finance, repair devices.
And born with a silver hoe in your mouth.
Yes. Got to get going. Got to make some progress.
Followed by development of head banging in the child.
I went far beyond the time normally allotted to or for a speaker. It is fair to say they were enthralled and transfixed. Inappropriate laughter at some points, but I didn't mind that.
Did the eminence arrive?
In a cab. In his robes of scarlet.
He does a tough eminence.
Yes, very tough. I was allowed to kiss the ring. He sat there in the audience, just like another member of the audience. Just like anybody. Transfixed and enthralled.
Whirling and jiggling in the red light and throwing veils on the floor and throwing gloves on the floor.
One of my finest. They roared for 10 minutes.
I'm so proud of you. Again and again. Proud of you.
Oh, well, yes. I agree. Quite right. Absolutely.
What? Are you sure? Are you quite sure? Let me show you this picture.
Yes, that's quite grand. What is it?
It's Tancred, succored by Ermina.
Yes. She's sopping up the blood there. Got a big rag. Seems a sweet girl. Oh, God, he's out of it, isn't he? Dead or dying horse at upper left.
Ah.
Who's the artist?
Riki.
Never heard of him.
Well.
I'll take it. You may stack it with the others against that wall, or that wall, or that wall.
Oh, thank you. Where shall I send the bill?
Send it anywhere you like. Anywhere your little heart desires.
I hate to be put in this position, bending and subservient.
Heavens! I had not noticed. Let me raise you up.
Maybe in a few days. A few days or a few years.
Lave you with bee jelly and bone oil.
And if I have ever forgiven you your astonishing successes...
Mine.
And if I have ever been able to stomach your serial triumphs.
The sky. A rectangle of grey in the foreground, and behind that, a rectangle of puce. And behind that,
A square of silver gilt.
Got to get it together. Get the big bucks.
Yes, I'm thinking hard. Thinking hard.
Frolic and detour.
What's that mean?
Don't know, just a bit of legal language I picked up somewhere.
Now that I take a long look at you...
In the evening, by the fireside.
I find you utterly delightful. Abide with me. We'll have little cakes with smarm. Yellow smarm on them.
Yes, I just feel so fresh and free here. One doesn't feel that way every day or every week.
Last night at 2, the barking dog in the apartment above stopped barking. Its owners had returned. I went into the kitchen and barked through the roof for an hour. I believe I was understood. Another wallow?
I've wallowed for today, thank you. Control is the thing.
Control used to be the thing. Now, abandon.
I'll never achieve abandon.
Work hard and concentrate. Try clown. Baby. Hell hag.
Well,
witch. The laughing cavalier. The Lord helps those
purple bursts in my face as if purple staples had been stapled there every which way.
Hurt by malicious criticisms, all very well grounded.
Oh, that clown band, though it's sweet, strange.
The sky, a rectangle of glister, behind which a serene brown, a yellow bar vertical in the upper right.
I love you, harmonica, quite exceptionally.
By gum, I think you mean it. I think you do.
It's Portia wounding her thigh.
It's Wolfram looking at his wife whom he has imprisoned with the corpse of her lover.
If you need a friend, I'm yours till the end.
Your gracious and infinitely accommodating present.
Julia's is the best I've ever seen, the finest.
The muscle of jealousy is not in me. Nowhere.
Oh, it is so fine, incomparable.
Some think one thing, some another.
The very damn best, believe me.
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Well, would you like to see it?
Well, I don't know. I don't know her very well. Do you?
Well, I know her well enough to ask her.
Well, why don't you ask her if it's not an inconvenience, or this isn't the wrong time, or something?
Well, probably this is the wrong time, come to think of it, because she isn't here, and some time when she is here would probably be a better time.
Well, I would like to see it right now, because just talking about it has got me in the mood to see it. If you know what I mean.
She told me that she didn't like to be called just for that purpose. People she didn't know, and maybe wouldn't like if she did know. I'm just warning you.
Oh.
You see.
I see.
I could have done better, but I don't know how. Could have done better, cleaned better, or cooked better, or... I don't know. Better.
You smile, and the angels sing.
Blew it.
Had a clown at the wedding. He officiated standing there in his voluptuous white costume, his drum and trumpet at his feet. He said, "Do you, Harry," and all that. The guests applauded, the clown band played. It was a brilliant occasion.
Our many moons of patience and accommodation. Tricks and stunts unknown to common.
The guests applauded. Above us, a great tent with red and yellow stripes.
The unexploded pillow and the simple, blunt sheet.
I was fecund. Savagely so.
Painting dead women by the hundreds in passionate imitation of Delacroix.
Sailing after lunch and after sailing, gin.
Do not go into the Red Barn, he said. I went into the Red Barn. Julia, swinging on a rope from hayloft to tack room, gazed at by horses with their large accepting eyes. They somehow looked as if they knew.
You packed hastily, reaching the station just before midnight. Counting the pennies in your purse.
Yes, regaining the city, plunged once more into activities.
You've got to have something beside yourself. A cause, interest, or goal.
Made myself knowledgeable in certain areas. 1, 2, 3, 4. Studied the value line and dipped into cocoa.
The kind of thing you do so well.
Acquired busts of certain notables, marble, silver, bronze, the Secretary of Defense and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs.
Welled a bit now and then into the ears of friends and caverns of the telephone.
But I rallied.
Made an effort.
To make soft what is hard, to make hard the soft. To conceal what is black with use under new paint. check the tomatoes with their red times in the manual, to inspirit the spiritless, to get me a jug and go out behind the barn, sharing with whoever is out behind the barn, peasant or noble.
Sometimes I have luck, in plazas or taverns.
Right as rain. I mean, okie dokie.
Unless the participant affirmatively elects otherwise.
What does that mean?
Damn if I know. Just a bit of legal language I picked up somewhere.
You are the sunshine of my life.
Toys. Toys. I want more toys.
Yes, I should think you would.
That wallow in certainty called the love affair.
The fading grey velvet of the sofa. He clowned with my panties in his teeth. Walked round that way for half an hour.
What's this gunk in this bucket?
Bread and milk. Have some.
I think I could eat a little something.
A mistletoe salad we whipped up together.
Stick to it. Keep after it. Only way to go is all the way.
Want to buy a garter belt? Have one, thanks. Cut your losses. Try another town. Split for the tall timber.
Well, it's a clean afternoon. Heavy on the azaleas.
Yes, they pride themselves on their azaleas. Have competitions, cups.
I dashed a hope and dimmed an ardor. Promises shimmering like shrimp in light just under the surface of the water.
Peered into his dental arcade, noting the health of his pink tissue.
Backed into a small table, which overturned with a scattering of ashtrays and back copies of important journals.
What ought I to do? What do you advise me? Should I try to see him? What will happen? Can you tell me?
Yes, it's caring and being kind. We have corn dodgers, too, and blood sausage.
Lasciviously offered as something pure and white.
But he hastily, with an embarrassed schottish of the hands, covered you up again.
Much like that. Every day. I don't mind doing the work if I get the results.
We had a dog because we thought it would keep us together. A plain dog.
Did it?
No. It was just another one of those dumb ideas we had. We thought it would keep us together.
Bone ignorance.
Saw him once more. He was at a meeting I was at. Had developed an annoying habit of coughing into his coat collar whenever he...
Coughed?
Yes. He'd lift his coat collar and cough into it. Odd mannerism. Very annoying.
And then the candles going out one by one.
The last candle hidden behind the altar.
The tabernacle door ajar.
The clapping shut of the book.
Oh, I got ready for the great day. The great day came. Several times, in fact.
Each time with memories of the last time.
No. These do not, in fact, intrude. Maybe as a slight shimmer of the over-end done with. Each great day is itself, with its own war machines, rattles and green lords. There is the hesitation that the particular day won't be what it is meant to be. Mostly, it is. That's peculiar.
He told me terrible things in the evening of that day, as we sat side by side, waiting for the rain to wash his watercolour paper clean. Waiting for the rain to wash the watercolours from his watercolour paper.
What do the children say?
There's a thing the children say.
What do the children say?
They say, will you always love me?
Always.
Will you always remember me?
Always.
Will you remember me a year from now?
Yes, I will.
Will you remember me 2 years from now?
Yes, I will.
Will you remember me 5 years from now?
Yes, I will.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
You see?
Great Days by Donald Barthelmay. The dialogue featured Roberta Maxwell and Charlotte Moore.
Thank you.
Now, The New Music, a dialogue by Donald Barthelmay.
Well, what did you do today?
Went to the grocery store and Xeroxed a box of English muffins, 2 pounds of ground veal, and an apple, in flagrant violation of the Copyright Act.
Mm, you had your nap, I remember that.
I had my nap.
Lunch, I remember that. There was lunch, slept with Susie after lunch, then your nap. Woke up, right? Went Xeroxing, right? Read a book, not a whole book, but a part of a book.
Talked to Happy on the telephone, saw the 7 o'clock news, did not wash the dishes. Want to clean up some of this mess?
If one does nothing but listen to the new music, everything else drifts, goes away, frays. But did Odysseus feel this way when he and Diomedes decided to steal Athena's statue from the Trojans? So that they'd become dejected and lose the war? I don't think so, but who's to know what effect the new music of that remote time had on its hearers?
Or how it compares to the new music of this time?
One can only conjecture.
Ah, well. I was talking to a girl, talking to her mother, actually, but the daughter was very much present on the street. The daughter was absolutely someone you'd like to take to bed and hug and kiss, if you weren't too old, if she weren't too young. She was a wonderful-looking young woman, and she was looking at me quite seductively. Very seductively, smoldering a bit. And I was thinking quite well of myself, very well indeed, thinking myself quite the... Until I realized she was just practicing.
Yes. I still think of myself as a young man.
Yes.
A slightly old young man.
That's not unusual.
A slightly old young man, still advertising in the trees and rivers for a mate.
Yes.
Being clean.
You're very clean.
Cleaner than most.
It's not escaped me, your cleanness.
Some of these people aren't clean, people you meet.
What can you do?
Set an example. Be clean.
Dig it. Dig it.
I got 3 different shower heads, different degrees of sting.
Dynamite.
I got one of these finished pads that slip over the hand.
Numero uno.
Pedicure. That's another thing.
Think of the mule's eyebrows, don't you?
No. No. I feel like insufficient funds.
Feel like a busted up car by the side of the road, stripped of value.
Feel like, I don't like this.
You're just a little down, man. Down. That's what they call it. Down.
Yeah, well, how come they didn't bring us no ring of roses with a purple silk sash with gold lettering on that mother? How come that?
Don't know, baby. Maybe we lost.
How could we lose? How could we? We?
We were standing tall, ready to hand them their asses, clean their clocks. Yet,
I remember the old days when we almost automatically...
Yes, almost without effort.
Right. Come on in, Commander. Sure, just put that thing right down there anywhere. Anywhere will do. Here, let me move that for you. Just put that sucker right down there. An 11-foot-high silver cup.
Beautifully engraved with dates.
Beautifully engraved with dates. That was then.
Well, is there help coming?
I called the number for help, and they said there was no more help.
I'm taking you to Poole.
I've been there.
I'm taking you to Poole, city of new life.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow.
Poole, the revivifier.
Oh, man, I'm not up for it.
Where one can taste the essences, get swindled into health.
I got things to do.
That lonesome road, it ends in Poole.
Gotta chop a little cotton, go by the drugstore.
Ever been to Poole?
Yes, I've been there.
Poole, city of new hope.
Get my ocarina tuned. Sew a button on my shirt.
Have you traveled much? Have you traveled enough?
I've traveled a bit.
Got to go away before you can get back. That's fundamental.
The joy of return is my joy. Satisfied by a walk around the block.
Cool. Have you seen the new barracks for the state police? They use that red rock they have around there. It's quite a handsome structure, dim and red.
Do the cops like it?
No one asked them. But they could hardly... I mean, it's new.
Got to air my sleeping bag. Scrub up my canteen.
Have you seen the new amphitheater? Made out of red rock. They play all the tragedies.
Yeah, I have seen it. That's over by the train station, right?
No, it's closer to the Great Lyceum. The Great Lyceum, glowing like an ember against the hubris of the city.
I could certainly use some home fries long about now. Home fries and ketchup.
Poole. The idea was that it would be one of those new towns where everyone would be happier. The regulations are quite strict. They don't let people have cars.
Yes, I was in on the beginning. I remember the charrette. I was asked to prepare a paper. I couldn't think of anything. I stood there wearing this blue smock stenciled with the pool emblem. Looked rather like a maternity gown. I couldn't think of anything to say. Finally, I said, I'd go along with the group.
Now, the only thing old there is the monastery. Dates from 1720 or thereabouts. Has the dark virgin. The virgin is black, as is the child. Dates from 1720 or around in there.
Yeah, I've seen it. Rich fare. Extraordinarily rich. Makes you want to cry.
And in the fall, the circus comes. Plays the Red Rock Gardens, where the carved red asters, carved red phlox are set off by borders of yellow beryl.
I've seen it. Extraordinarily rich.
So, it's settled. We'll go to pool. There'll be routs and revels. Maybe a sock hop. Maybe a nuzzle or two on the terrace with one of the dazzling pool beauties.
No, not much for nuzzling now. I mostly kneel at their feet, knit for them or parse for them.
And a pool buffalo herd. 6,000 beasts, all still alive.
Each house has its grand lawns and grounds, brass candlesticks, thrice daily mail delivery. Elegant widowed women living alone in large houses, watering lawns with whirling yellow sprinklers, studying the patterns of the grass, searching out brown patches to be sprinkled. And sometimes there's a grown child in the house, or an almost grown one, working for a school or hospital in a teaching or counseling position. Frequently, there are family photographs on the walls of the house about which you're encouraged to ask questions. And at dusk, medals are awarded those who've made it through the day. The Cross of St. Geraldo, the Cross of St. M.
Meant to be one of those new towns where everyone would be happier, much happier. That was the idea.
Serenity, peace. The dead are shown in art galleries, framed, or are sometimes put on pedestals. Well, not much different from the practice elsewhere, except that in pool, they display the actual
person.
Yes.
And they play a tape of the guy or woman talking right next to his or her
frame or pedestal.
Pre-recorded.
Naturally.
Shocked white faces talking.
Killed a few flowers, put them in pots under the faces. Everyone does that.
Something keeps drawing you back like a magnet.
Watching the buffalo graze. It can't be this that I've waited for. Look, I've waited too long. I find it intolerable, all this putter. Yet, in the end, wouldn't mind doing a little grazing myself. It'd look a little funny.
Is there bluegrass in heaven? Make inquiries. I saw the streets of pool, a few curs broiling on spits.
Mm. And on another corner, a man spinning a goat into gold.
Pool projects positive images of itself through the great medium of film.
Cinemas filled with industrious product.
Real films, sent everywhere.
Film's the great medium of this century. Hearty, giggling film.
So, even if one does not go there, one may assimilate the meaning of pool.
Yeah, I just like to rest and laze around.
Soundtracks in Burmese, Italian, Twi, and other tongues.
One film is worth 1,000 words. At least 1,000.
There's a film about the new barracks, and a film about the new amphitheater.
Good. Excellent.
In the one about the new barracks, we see Squadron A at morning roll call, tense and efficient. Mattingly, calls the sergeant. Yo, says Mattingly. Morgan, calls the sergeant. Yo, says Morgan.
Fine bunch of men. Nervous, but fine.
And in the other one, about the amphitheater, an 8-day dramatization of Eckermann's Conversations with Goethe.
Yeah, what does Goethe say?
Goethe says, I have devoted my whole life to the people and their improvement.
Goethe said that.
Mm. And is quoted in the very superior pool production, which is enlustering the perception of pool worldwide.
Rich. Very rich.
And there is a film chronicling the fabulous pool garage sales, where one finds solid silver plates in neglected bags.
People sighing and leaning against each other, holding their silver plates. I think I'll just whittle a bit. Whittle and spit.
Lots of accommodations in pool. All of the hotels are empty.
See if I have any benefits left under the GI Bill.
Pool is new. Can make you new, too.
Yeah, I have not the heart.
I can get us a plane or a train. They've cut all the fares.
People sighing and leaning against one another, holding their silver plates.
So you just want to stay here. Stay here and be yourself.
Drop by the shoe store. Pick up a pair of shoes.
Blackberries, buttercups, and wild red clover. I find the latest music terrific. Although I don't, generally speaking, care much for the new, qua new. But this new music, it has won from our group the steadiest attention.
Mama didn't allow no clarinet played in here, unfortunately.
Mama.
Mama didn't allow no clarinet played in here.
Made me sad.
Mama was outside.
Mama was very outside.
Sitting there, lowing and not lowing, in her old rocking chair.
Lowing this, not lowing that.
Didn't allow oboe.
Didn't allow git fiddle, vibes.
Rock over your damn foot and bust it, you didn't pop too when she was lowing and not lowing.
Right. Of course, she had all the grease.
True.
You wanted a little grease, like to buy a damn comic book or something? You had to go to Mama.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Her variously colored moods.
Mauve. Warm gold. Citizen's blue.
Mauve mood that got her thrown in the jug that time.
Concealed weapons. Oh, what can you do?
Carried a .357 daytimes and a .22 for evenings. Well, what can you do?
Mama didn't let nobody work her over. Nobody.
She just didn't give a hang. She didn't care.
I thought she cared. There were moments.
She never cared. She didn't give Crayolas.
You could even cry. She wouldn't come.
I tried that, I remember. Cried and cried. It didn't do a damn bit of good.
Lost as she was in the Eleusinian mysteries and the art of love.
Cried my little eyes out. The sheet was sopping.
Mama was not to be swayed. Unswayable.
Staring into that thermostat.
Well, she had a lot on her mind. The chance and Daddy, of course.
Let's not do Daddy today.
Yes, I remember Mama jerking the old nervous system about with her electric diktats.
Could Christ have performed the work of the redemption had he come into the world in the shape of a pea? That was one she'd drop on you.
Then she'd grade your paper.
I got a C once.
She dyed my beard blue on the eve of my seventh marriage. I was sleeping on the sun porch.
Not one to withhold comment, Mama.
Got pretty damn tired of that old woman. Pretty damn tired of that old woman. Gangs of ecstatics hanging about beating on pots and pans. Trash can lids.
Trying for a ticket to the mysteries.
You wanted a little grease, like to go to the brothel or something. You had to say, Mama, can I have a little grease to go to the brothel?
She was often underly generous.
Give you 8 when she knew it was 10.
And she had her up days and her down days, like most.
Out for a long walk one early evening, I noticed in the bare brown cut fields to the right of me and to the left of me the following items of interest. In the field to the right of me, couple copulating in the shade of a car. Tan Studebaker, as I remember. Thing I'd seen previously only in old sepia-toned photographs, taken from the air by playful barnstormers capable of flying with their knees. I don't know if that's difficult or not.
And in the field to your left?
Mama. Rocking.
She lugged the old rocking chair all that way in a mauve mood.
I tipped my hat. She did not return the greeting.
She was pondering. The goddess Demeter's anguish for all her children's mortality.
Said my discourse was sickening. That was the word she used. Said it repeatedly.
I asked myself, do I give a bag of beans?
This bird that fell into the backyard?
The south lawn.
The backyard. I wanted to give it a Frito.
Yeah.
I thought it might be hungry. Some bitch couldn't fly, you understand. It had crashed. Couldn't fly. So I went into the house to get it a Frito. So I was trying to get it to eat the Frito. I had the damn bird in one hand, and in the other, the Frito.
She saw you and whopped you.
She did.
She gave you that, the bird is our friend, and we never touch the bird because it hurts the bird number.
She did.
And she threw the bird away.
Into the gutter.
Anticipating, no doubt, handling of the matter by the proper authorities.
Mama. You'd ask her how she was, and she'd say, fine. Like a little kid.
That's what they say. Fine.
That's all you can get out of them. Fine.
Boy or girl, don't make a penny's worth of difference. Fine.
Fending you off. Similarly, Mama.
Mama allowed loot.
Yes, she had a thing for loot.
I remember the hours we spent banging away at our loots.
Mama sitting there rocking away, dosing herself with strange intoxicants.
Lime Rickeys.
Orange Blossoms.
Rob Roy's.
Cuba Libras.
Brandy Alexander's and Bronx's? How could she drink that stuff?
An iron gut. And divinity, of course.
Well, you want to clean up some of this mess?
Some monster with claws, maybe velvet-covered claws or Teflon-covered claws, inhabits my dreams. Whistling, whistling. I say, monster, how goes it with you? And he says, quite happily, dreammate. There are certain criticisms the curator of archetypes thinks I don't quite cut it, thinks I'm shucking and jiving. When what I should be doing is attacking, attacking, attacking.
Ah, my bawcock, what a fine fellow thou art.
But on the whole, the monster says, I feel fine. Then he says, give me that cornflake back. I say, what? He says, give me that cornflake back. I say, you gave me that cornflake. It's my cornflake. He says, give that cornflake back or I'll claw you to a thread. I say, I can't, man. You gave it to me. I already ate it. He says, come on, man. Give me the cornflake back. Did you butter it first? I say, come on, man. Be reasonable. You don't butter a cornflake.
How does it end?
It doesn't end.
Is there help coming?
I called that number, and they said, whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth.
Where is Succar?
In the new music?
Yes, it isn't often you hear a disco version of Un coup de day. It's strengthening.
The new music is drumless, which is brave. To make up for the absence of drums, the musicians pray nightly to the Virgin, kneeling in their suits of lights in damp chapels provided for the purpose off the corridors of the great arenas.
Mama wouldn't allow it.
As with much else. Mama didn't allow Clarice.
I remember. You still see her?
Once in a way. Saw her Saturday. I hugged her, and her body leaped. That was odd.
How did that feel?
Odd. Wonderful.
The body knows.
The body is perspicacious.
The body ain't dumb.
Words can't say what the body knows.
Sometimes I hear them howling from the hospital.
The detox ward.
Tied to the bed with beige cloths.
We've avoided it.
So far.
Awkward.
I did.
Well, it's a bitch.
Like when she played Scrabble. She played to kill. Used the filthiest words, insisting on their legitimacy. I was shocked.
In her robes of deep purple.
Seeking the ecstatic vision. That which would lift people 4 feet off the ground.
6 feet.
4 feet or 6 feet off the ground. Persephone herself appearing.
The chanting in the darkened telesterion.
Persephone herself appearing, hovering, accepting offerings, balls of salt, solid gold serpents, fig branches, figs.
Hallucinatory dancing. All the women drunk.
Dancing with jugs on their heads, mixtures of barley, water, and mint.
Knowledge of things unspeakable.
Still, all I wanted to do was a little crumb horn. A little crumb horn once in a while.
Can open graves, properly played.
I was never good, never really good.
Who could practice?
And your clavier.
Mama didn't plow clavier.
Thought it would unleash in her impulses better leashed. I don't know.
Her dark side. They all have them, mamas.
I mean, they've seen it all. Felt it all. Spilled their damn blood and then spooned out buckets of mushy squash. Meanwhile, telling the old husband that he wasn't number three on the scale of husbands.
Tossed him a little Bombita now and then just to keep him on his toes.
He was always on his toes. Spent his whole life on his toes, the poor bastard, piling up the grease.
We said we weren't going to do, Daddy.
I forgot.
Old Mama.
Well, it's not easy conducting the mysteries. It's not easy making the corn grow.
Asparagus, too.
I couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it.
Mama could do it.
Mama.
Luckily, we have the new music now to give us aid and comfort.
And Susie.
Our Susie.
Our darling.
Our pride.
Our passion.
I have to tell you something. Susan's been reading the height report. She says other women have more orgasms than she does. Wanted to know why.
Where does one go to complain? Where does one go to complain when fiends have worsened your life?
I told her about the great septuagesimal orgasm, implying that she could have one if she was good. But it is growing late, very late indeed for such as we.
But perhaps one ought not to complain when fiends have worsened your life. But rather, emulating the great Stoics, Epictetus and so on, just zip into a bar and lift a few whilst listening to the new, incorrigible, great white squid knife music.
I handed the tall, cool Shirley Temple to the silent priest. The new music, I said, is not specifically anti-clerical, only in its deepest effects.
I know the guy who plays washboard, wears thimbles on all his fingers.
The new music burns things together like a welder. The new music says, life becomes more and more exciting as there is less and less time.
Mama wouldn't have allowed it, but Mama's gone.
To the curious, a man who was a communist heard the new music and now is not. Fernando, the fish seller, was taught to read and write by the new music and is now a leper, white as snow. William Friend was caught trying to sneak into the new music with a set of bongos concealed under his cloak, but was garroted with his own bicycle chain just in time. Prop, the philosopher, having dinner with the Holy Ghost, was told of the coming of the new music, but also informed that he would not live to hear it.
The new down-to-earth think-I'm-gonna-kill-myself music, which unwraps the sky.
Succeed! It has been done, and with a stupidity that can astound the most experienced.
The rest of the trip presents no real difficulties.
The rest of the trip presents no real difficulties. The thing to keep your eye on is less time, more exciting. Remember that.
As if it were late, late, and we were ready to pull on our red and gold striped nightshirts.
Cup of tea before retiring.
Cup of tea before retiring.
Dreams next.
We can deal with that.
Remembering that the new music will be there tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow.
There is always a new music.
Thank God.
Pull a few hairs out of your nose, poised before the mirror.
Routine maintenance, nothing to write home about.
Great Days, three dialogues by Donald Barthelme, was directed by Daniel Freudenberger and engineered by Marv Nunn. The music was composed by Paul Levy. Great Days was recorded in New York by Earplay, the Radio Drama Production Center for Public Broadcasting. Earplay is produced at WHA for National Public Radio under grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. This is NPR, National Public Radio.